This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The U.S. Senate confirmed federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to the seat on the Supreme Court in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the AP, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed in a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. Barrett is the third justice on the nine-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tips its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas swore in Barrett at a White House ceremony later Monday evening. Democrats argued that the decision of picking a nominee for the seat should have been left up to whatever candidate wins a U.S. presidential election next week, a stance Republicans held when there was an election year vacancy in early 2016. At the time, Republicans refused to consider Democratic President Barack Obama's nomination of another appellate judge, Merrick Garland. Barrett could potentially consider election disputes involving President Trump, although it is unclear whether she might recuse herself since Mr. Trump named her to the court. She declined to say at her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee 2 weeks ago whether she will avoid hearing disputes over extended deadlines for voters to return mail-in ballots and other issues Republicans and Democrats have been contesting. Barrett almost assuredly would be among the justices hearing a new challenge on November 10th on whether to invalidate the country's Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which President Trump has sought to overturn. This is VOA.